vaccinated.
In a news update for November 29th on this Tuesday morning edition, hour number four starts in a moment. We're over two syndicated networks known as SiriusXM and terrestrial satellite radio networks, beaming to you through all this interstellar webs where you can subscribe or consume your content on your favorite podcasting platforms such as, like, for example, Spotify.fm, Anchor.fm, Stitcher, and Applecast, and plus many, many more where you can find us. At top headlines, national and international news stories. Hour number four, it's at you next.
China, for 2 weeks, is having massive demonstrations, and most of the corporate media is demonizing the people that don't like to live under 100-plus-day lockdowns, being welded into their houses while their homes burn up and the fire department doesn't even show up. Combat robots fly around in the skies barking orders that scan your QR code on the highway and the street and are directed off into their UN FEMA centers. It is all a worldwide unified tyranny. And even in some of the most elite areas of China and some of their most elite state-run universities, we're seeing massive demonstrations of the children of the ruling Communist Party. So this is Tiananmen Square 2.0. And why is Xi Jinping, who's now been anointed dictator for life, it's only happened once under the communist Chinese, that was Mao Zedong, why, again, elected by the dictatorship, by the plutocrats in the Central Committee, why would he be squeezing and pushing? If you understand that, you understand what's coming in the future, because China is the model. And just last Thursday, Klaus Schwab, the mouthpiece of the New World Order and the globalist allied combine with the Chi-Coms, had this to say about the Chinese model.
We have to define how the world should look like, which we want to come out of this transformation period. I respect China's achievements, which are tremendous over the last over 40 years. I think it's a role model for many countries, but I think also we should leave it to each country to make its own decision what system it wants to adopt. And I think we should be very careful in imposing systems. But the Chinese model is certainly a very attractive model for quite a number of countries.
Now, 2.5 years ago, we documented that Bill Gates, the Rockefeller Foundation, the UN, the WEF, and Communist China were saying we're going to have a global vaccine passport that's really the global passport, the digital ID, the central bank digital currency platform for the carbon tax, for the social credit score. And once they collapse the economy for Build Back Better and the Great Reset, they will then give you a universal basic income because you won't be able to pay your bills or get a job. Even if you can get a job, it won't pay the bills. And so this is the transformation of the Great Reset they've been talking about. So China is the detonator set up by the globalists, empowered to take over the world, given all the one-sided trade deals, given 98% control over earth minerals, put in a power position now to leverage the planet. Remember, on those Larry King Live debates with Al Gore and Ross Perot in 1992, then again in 93, he explained that there's a giant sucking sound, Ross Perot did, that when Canada normalized and opened its border to trade to the U.S., and allowed competition with its wages. I'm for competition, but it's a rigged system when another country isn't proportionate to you. It's a form of tariff. And then you have a sucking sound out of Canada into the U.S., which had just happened in the decade previous. Then you would then see a giant sucking sound to Mexico. But then that sucking sound would continue out of Mexico into China, into India, and would actually lower the world standard of living massively, not raise up the world standard of living. And that was actually the plan of the multinationalist at the Trilateral Commission that he warned about. And so China is a giant slave factory of 1,450,000,000 people and is a giant beta test. And so instead of having soldiers marching around secretly arresting people and torturing and beating and shooting people, it's paramilitary with their faces covered in medical garb using COVID as the pretext. There's almost no deaths from COVID. It's survivable 99.99.7%, 99.99999 plus percent. This is simply the cover for Xi Jinping ahead of revolutions he knows is coming to artificially trigger one now so he can measure who's on his side, track who's going to go along with the system, force everyone onto the universal credit score and the whole AI face scanning QR code tracking system to then use that as the base camp, as they said 2.5 years ago, of this new world ID based on Chinese patents and Chinese technology owned and run by Xi Jinping, but given to him by Microsoft and Google. So it's official. Told you 2.5 years ago, but just last month, they came out and said, yes, the UN and China are running the global model for the world ID and the central bank digital currency. Now, to make sure America and the West aren't ahead in that, they had FTX designed to blow all that up and suck down all the independent free crypto groups that are out there and give government the pretext for regulation to shut down their competition to make sure communist China is supreme. There is a faction in the West that doesn't want China to be the leader, but it is the minority faction and is not in power. The globalists are in league with the communist Chinese and are doing everything they can to legitimize and push this nightmare scenario. So when you see communist China, you need to understand that that is exactly where you are going to be. Thousands of giant government camps, which they now admit are not for COVID patients, but for political dissidents. The government goes out, puts people on lockdown for over 100 days at a time. They start to rebel because they're starving to death. It puts the state under pressure. Xi Jinping sees who will follow draconian orders, and then he can expand his massive security state. That is their admitted battle plan. And you've seen Bill Gates, you've seen Klaus Schwab, you've seen them all say communist China is the model,
the very model that they want to implicate
for the world. This is the blueprint for the planet. So what's happening to the Chinese, ladies and gentlemen, is coming for us. You notice Australia ran almost an identical plan, so did New Zealand, to what communist China's doing. So this is a strategic, long-term plan that's going out of beta testing into operational phase as we speak. Now, how do they think they're going to get this through in Europe, Canada, the United States, New Zealand, and Australia with their histories of free speech? By outlawing free speech and demonizing free speech and saying words are weapons. And we come back from break, I'm going to look at the reports all over the world. Ireland, government plans to imprison people for possession of hate speech. Here's the new UN promotion. Words can be weapons. Hashtag no to hate with a hand grenade that is a keyboard. They're coming for all of your speech. We're going to be laying it all down and all out coming up next segment. Separately, we are running out of the free gifts at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, sticker packs, coffee mugs, you name it. And so tomorrow night, it ends. The free gift on top of the up to 60% off with promo code 1776, double Patriot points, hands down the biggest sale in our history. We'll continue on with big sales and the promo code 1776, but the free gifts will end Tuesday night at midnight, Central Standard Time, guaranteed. Because we estimated this morning we will be sold out by sometime in the early morning hours Wednesday. We don't want to be caught with our pants down with no more free gifts. Only done free gifts twice in our history, but never with a sale this big on top of it. This is an emergency blowout sale. Get your Christmas shopping done. Save a lot of money and fund the InfoWar. Get DNA Force Plus, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Get Vaso Beats, get Ultra 12, all of them incredible products that supercharge your immune system and your well-being and way of life. Massively discounted with a free gift at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. Now take action. We'll be right back. You're listening to or you're watching The Alex Jones Show. Welcome back to this Monday worldwide live transmission. So when I've told you over the decades that large multinational corporations allied with the dictatorships in the UN run the leadership of the CIA, that's not my opinion. And now the Carnegie Endowment former head publicly runs it. And it's come out in the news in the last few months that the CIA specifically, illegally, with the Justice Department is meeting with big tech, corporate dinosaur legacy media, and major corporations to set up a social credit score that's already being implemented by stealth to basically debank you, harass you, and later imprison you if you don't go along with them. So this is a real totalitarian takeover. And if you watch corporate media, you'll see it on MSNBC, CNN, ABC News, a new clip this weekend, CIA analysts saying, screw your free speech. It doesn't exist. Elon Musk is allowing some freedom on Twitter as a Russian agent. And these guys are just up there saying all of this. It's absolutely disgusting and incredibly un-American. But that's what they're doing. We're going to get to that in a moment. But first, it's all over the world. Ireland government plans to imprison people for possession of hate speech. And what do they define that as? Not Nazi flags. They always said you ban those, next it's everything. Yep. Not the N-word. No. Denying transgenderism, denying two men can have a baby, denying open borders are a good thing, questioning election fraud, questioning lockdowns, questioning forced injections. It's all UN-run. The UN said a month ago, their head of global speech policy said, oh, yeah, we run big tech. We create the orders, give it to their governments, they implement it. So this is UN control. Ireland government plans to imprison people for possession of hate speech. Here's the clip.
The Minister for Justice is to strengthen the law against hate crimes and hate speech with the aim of making it easier to secure convictions in the courts. Helen McEntee said the proposed legislation would strike a balance between safeguarding free speech and being victim-centred.
Stanley Aguzier vividly remembers when he came face to face with a stranger's hate in Dublin city centre.
Started yelling and calling me names, you know, using the N-word or leave this country. He even said it, I hate you. Like, the worst part was when he threw, you know, spit on me, and the best thing I could do at that time was to leave that particular environment. But leaving that environment, those words, those names didn't leave my mind.
Ireland does not currently have hate crime legislation, but it is expected this year. Today, the Minister for Justice said she was amending her approach to the long-promised bill by including a demonstration test in addition to a motivation test in order to make it easier to secure prosecutions.
For a demonstration test is that you demonstrate hatred. So, for example, you might have somebody that leaves a bar, it could be an LGBTI bar, for example. An individual follows them, is shouting homophobic slurs, and then attacks them. You are demonstrating by your words and your actions.
We very much welcome the legislation. It is an area of focus for us because it is a pretty devastating crime for people.
Many civil liberties and minority groups welcomed today's announcement, but some cautioned that they will be examining the published bill to ensure there is no impact on freedom of speech.
The most important goal here, though, must not be to secure more convictions. It must be to prevent hate crime happening and to assist our agencies, such as an Garda Síochána, in shaping an effective response to the problem of hate crime.
Under the provisions, new versions of existing offences attracting extra penalties would be created if these offences were motivated by prejudice against a protected characteristic of the victim.
The new bill is set to be published in September. It's hoped it could be enacted by the end of the year. Joan O'Sullivan, RT News, at the Department of Justice.
And it's all run by the UN. Oh, someone claims you said something. Don't even attack them. You get arrested. Look at England, where if you post on Facebook the transgender flag and put them back to back, it makes a Nazi swastika, you get arrested. But they don't respond to people being stabbed, robberies, murders, you name it. So this is the control, ladies and gentlemen. This is their larger plan. Words can be weapons. Hate speech online can lead to cruelty and violence in real life. The UN report says ban people's speech because it might make somebody do something bad when they flood our countries with third world populations filled with hate for us. If you criticize it, you get arrested. And for radio listeners, I'll describe it. It's a hand grenade that's made up of a keyboard, a pineapple hand grenade, fragmentation grenade, that the fragmentation pieces are the letters, the evil terrorist letters of a keyboard. You've got to stop it. Here's the report, Engage, United Nations, how to deal with hate speech. Here's the report. It continues. CNN calls freedom of speech nonsense. In rant accusing Elon Musk of being a Russian asset, CNN peddled more fake news than usual Friday when a former CIA agent accused Elon Musk of working on Russia's behalf by freeing up Twitter, calling free speech nonsense. Former CIA case officer Bob Baer has been on the show before, condemned Musk's recent decision to grant general amnesty for formerly banned accounts, claiming that exactly what Russian President Vladimir Putin wants, all the debunked Russiagate crap, but now we've got to censor the American people because free speech is nonsense because the CIA says so. We'll play that clip and then get to this. England's now outlawing the Bible. We'll get to that in a moment. Here is the CIA on TV saying your First Amendment's nonsense. Here it is.
And it gets more and more challenging to discern what's real and what is, you know, misinformation or disinformation with deep fakes and with the sophistication by which some of these influence campaigns are developed. How do you discern what's real versus what's fake, even, you know, in light of that sophistication?
Well, that's why the pre-Musk Twitter had 7,000 people going through these accounts. You can pick them out with algorithms. You can pick them out by looking at them. You can check IPs and the rest of it, and you simply block them. And it's not right. And, you know, this freedom of speech is just nonsense because you can't go into a movie theater and yell fire. It's against the law. And what Putin's going to do and the Russians is they're going to use this as a vehicle to save himself in Ukraine. And, you know, whether it's going to work or not, I don't know. But we're going to see, as soon as these restrictions come off, we're going to see the Russians all over it, as I just said.
So if you had an opportunity to offer a piece of advice to Elon Musk or to counsel him or simply to send him a message, what would you say?
I'd say this libertarian nonsense is destructive to American national security. And he has got to reinstitute the same restrictions that were on Twitter before he bought it. There is no other choice.
That's enough. So there is the CIA operative saying we need to be like North Korea or Communist China. Why don't you move there, Bob, if it's so much safer and so much better? It's all made up. They're the ones that lied about the COVID virus. They're the ones that lied about its kill rate and yelled fire in a theater. They're the ones that pushed a deadly experimental shot they know is killing people, and now they're targeting newborn babies. Shame on you and Fauci. You're engaged in illegal domestic operations of the CIA using lies and deception against the American people, and it's all admitted. And now this. Crown Prosecution Services says it's no longer appropriate to quote some passages from the Bible in public, including in your church. You will be arrested. Full article up on Infowars.com, directly linked to the BBC. Now you can't read the Bible. We're becoming Communist China. The UK already is. This is a multinational globalist conquering of the West. It's the New World Order. It's illegal. It's criminal. It's unpopular. And we must defeat it. Stay with us. So I would be lying to you if I didn't tell you that there's an authoritarian, totalitarian, absolute criminal takeover taking place worldwide. And if we don't identify it as that, and if we don't rally against it and call it for what it is, it's so abhorrent, it's so evil, it will succeed. Because the general public just can't believe it's actually happening to them, especially in countries that have a history of freedom, a history of liberty, a history of due process. And I've used this analogy many times. It's historic. The Galapagos Islands, 170 years ago or so, the first ship showed up there in the Pacific Ocean off what is South America. And these big, fat, juicy birds with more meat on them than a turkey had never had a predator. And so the sailors could walk right over to them and hit them on the head with an oar and eat them. And within a few years, all of the dodo birds, bring the term dodo or being stupid, all of the dodo birds, named that by the sailors, were extinct. We're like dodo birds. We've lived under freedom so long compared to other nations and had these checks and balances that they are now being removed, almost gone. And liberty taken is very hard to get back. The Founding Fathers warned us in history. History is replete with examples of that. And it's like Tucker Carlson said last Friday about the central bank digital currencies and the ESGs. They get those in place, it's over. Everything you do tracked, everything you do controlled, what you can buy, controlled by them, all tied to your behavior, all tied to your social score, in their own words. This is hell on earth. If you think the left's out of control now, if you think Disney and Hollywood and the New World Order hates you now and is hurting you now, think again. So it started in Australia and Canada over a decade ago. Preachers being arrested for reading scripture that's called hate speech. And now it's being adopted in blue cities across the United States. And here's an example out of the UK. Crown Prosecution Services says it is no longer appropriate to quote some Bible passages in public. Said by the UK's main prosecution service, that's their feds, says it's no longer appropriate to read parts of the Bible aloud in public. Christian groups have called the statement ill-judged and concerning. The Belfast newsletter has more. The story all stems from a confrontation between a man called John Dunn and a soldier turned evangelist and two lesbians. And it goes on to him 2 years ago, quoting the Bible. Well, you don't have to listen to him if you disagree with him, and let he without sin cast the first stone. But to come in and say we're going to federally prosecute you in the UK, in Scotland, in Northern Ireland, in England, yeah, in Wales.
It's all going to happen. And that'll wake you up.
Is a unified worldwide program, and it's everything we see.
It's rolling out.
Going on in communist China.
See, we get disconnected.
But when the Muslims are brought in,
globalists and all that stuff, we won't.
And they actually physically attack people. The media covers it up when they attack the LGBT, because that's not part of the agenda. It's the well-behaved indigenous populations of Europe that are being told you've got to roll over and you've got to fly the rainbow flag and you've got to submit to our political movement, or you are involved in hate speech. What did Trudeau say last week when he was on a drag queen show? He said, we can't just be tolerant. We've got to celebrate this and adopt this. But is it just men dressed like women? Hell, Bob Hope did that. I don't care if men want to go do that. That's their free expression. I don't hate them. I don't even dislike them. But when you want to tie it to children and sexualize them in their own documents, that is evil beyond belief and is wrong. So that's some of the censorship news. And in fact, I want to play this clip in a moment. We played it last night. It's about 2 minutes, 15 seconds of Ye West, Kanye West, over the weekend saying he's really upset about the censorship, particularly Elon Musk refusing to bring me back to Twitter. But I've explained, I don't care about being back on Twitter. I care in general if Musk can bring back most people and have some semblance of freedom compared to the rest of the web, because he's going to have the EU come after him, the ADL, bureaucrats, the Justice Department, as Biden said days after I warned of that 2 weeks ago. Biden said, we're criminally basically investigating Elon Musk as a Russian spy. And you just saw a high-level CIA operative on television saying Elon Musk is a Russian agent with no evidence.
Yep,
so because he allows some free speech. So I get the fact that Musk has bitten off a lot. He had to throw me under the bus to try to get him some cover with these people. I think that was a little bit out of line, but whatever. I've got bigger fish to fry, folks. We're way past censorship now. We're going into the debanking phase. We're going into the arrest phase. We're going into the disappearance phase. We're going into the worldwide collapse phase. Mm-hmm. And we're all going to be facing the exact same stuff you see in communist China in the near future. That's why we've got to get ahead of this now, organize our political movements and our awakening, so we know what is already hitting us, the leading edge, and what is coming behind in the bigger maelstrom. So I'm going to get to that Ye West clip here in just a moment, and then a Jimmy Dore clip as well, where he lays out what Elon Musk is really up to. But first, I wanted to get to this, because you talk about tyranny, as I've explained 1,000 times, this is a lot bigger than Alex Jones. So I want to spend a few minutes on this, because it affects everybody. We now know in hindsight it was worse than we thought with the Sandy Hook PR situation. Barely ever covered it. Hillary runs against Trump's, taking out of context clips of what I said that I had a right to say. As soon as they get me to come out and say, listen, I'm not sending people to your houses, I'm not really that big a guy on this, I think it probably happened, then the PR firms, the PR firm for the that runs the UN PR, it's in the news now, that they've been bragging for over a month, hype up that I'm being mean to the kids and saying it didn't happen and sending people to their houses for a year to make it a big issue, people think I'm doing that, to then sue me.
Yep, see, that's the next problem.
Then they sue me, there's no evidence of what they said being true, so two different judges in Democrat jurisdictions find me in default and say I'm guilty. Then they tell a jury, two juries, I'm guilty, and get a billion $400+ million judgments altogether to break our will and make us think we've all been defeated. Then they lie with the PR firms going through the record, going through the depositions to make up outlandish stories to make listeners think we've got plenty of money so you stop supporting, claiming I have hundreds of millions of dollars when I don't have $1 million. Then they put out lies like Jones gives $100,000 a week to his personal trainer. Sounds insane. Couldn't make that up. It's too weird. It is completely made up. They went and looked at the guy that runs the shipping company for us. He owned a weight machine company. It had nothing to do with us. So because he has a degree from UT in kinesiology, they go, oh, his personal trainer gets $100,000 a week. That was what we were spending on shipping every week that you were paying for. So that's the level of lies. But here's the big one of thousands. This was all synthetic. They hyped it up. They made it this big issue. I wasn't ever suspended on Twitter for Sandy Hook, as Elon Musk said, because it wasn't even on the radar then. It wasn't being discussed in 2017. Judge, this is the New York Times. Judge upholds $49 million verdict against Alex Jones despite cap. Now, in Texas law, these lawsuits are capped at $5 million. It's the law. 18 years ago, famous tort reform, the model of almost 40 states, 39 states have adopted. Texas tort reform. 18 years old, about to be 19 years old next month. 19-year-old law. Law. She said, I don't care, in her ruling last week, 2 weeks ago, what the law is. This is unconstitutional. He will pay the whole $50 million. $5 million is the same as $50 million. I don't have it. So that's a non-issue. Except she literally, on her Facebook, has blue hair. She literally is a hardcore leftist Antifa supporter. And she says, I don't care what the law says. Alex Jones will pay the whole amount because they're lawless. Just like she defaulted me. Now she says she doesn't care. I got to pay the full amount outside of law. These are criminals involved in revolution against our freedom through the judiciary. Not all judges are like this. Look at Rittenhouse's judge. That was a fair, real judge. But that's the level of the control, and they're coming for you next. We got to stop this now. We'll be right back. Huge news on the other side. Stay with us. We're going to have open phones in the second hour. And then the excellent investigative journalist we've been interviewing for more than 15 years, Dan Dix. I think he's done the best job.
That's where it's all coming from.
With all this breaking news about major fashion firms openly promoting pedophilia, that's been one of the top stories in the last week and a half. So that's all coming up in the third hour, the Balenciaga situation and more. But let's just get back to what I've been covering this hour. The CIA at the top, leftist run, has been involved heavily since its founding in 1947, but massively since the killing of JFK. That came out in the late 70s, Frank Church committees. And then at a whole nother level under Obama, right through Trump, who didn't have control. They were working against him the whole time. And then exploding under Biden and is now coming out and saying all over the news, screw your free speech, screw you, you're all Russian agents. If you don't want to take shots, if you don't want open borders, if you don't want devalued currencies, you're Russians. We have to censor you for national security. That's what Bob Baer said earlier when I played it.
That sounds so dumb.
That your freedom is nonsense. That's a quote.
Yeah.
Your freedom is nonsense.
So I guess his freedom is nonsense.
Protect our freedom, huh, buddy?
I guess his freedom needs to be nonsense.
The big threat
also,
historically,
right?
Going back to Rome and even before that, would be your own security forces taking over. Look at China. Look at Venezuela. Look at Cuba. Look at North Korea. Look at Germany and the Nazis. And it's happening again. And these paid stooges are up there on TV. So we knew this, and we knew there was funding by big billionaires against me and the whole Sandy Hook thing.
Yep. That was behind
but
the whole thing.
Remember, they ran thousands of articles a week for 5 years, for a year before they sued me, saying I'm the Sandy Hook man and I've got to be censored. And they now admit it's a blueprint to censor everybody else with weaponized judiciary.
I told you.
Now, I knew that back at the time, but then when they had their fake judgment with their rigged jury, the judge already said I was guilty. 2 days after that first $1 billion verdict, then the judge said I owe another 400 and something million. Comical at that point because I don't have, again, $1 million laying around. The PR firm came out and said, we secretly ran this whole thing. A year before they sued me, hyping it up, making it about Alex Jones, working in the Democratic Party, misconstruing what I said, putting out edited clips, hyping it. Oh, it's the families. They're upset. I'm like, hey, I barely covered this. I think your kids died. I didn't see people in their houses. Okay, I'm sorry. Stop saying I didn't understand what was happening. Then they go, oh, you admit it. You admit you lied.
No, he didn't lie.
Then the judge finds me guilty so then they can put on these show trials in Texas. And in Connecticut, where our hands are tied, we can't defend ourselves, we can't put on evidence. People say, why aren't your lawyers doing a better job? They're there in a show trial.
Yeah.
See, why did you show up? Well, because we've got to do that for the appeal.
Because
if you don't, they win.
Yeah, they'll win. They'll
so if they set this precedent, it's game over. And then now the PR firm brags about all this. But the main PR firm for the United Nations, look it up.
It's all behind that. That's what's called.
It's incredible.
That's what's doing all
so,
this. So,
when you see this headline, judge upholds $49 million verdict against Alex Jones despite cap. The cap is the law, but it gets worse. She then ruled a week and a half ago, right before Thanksgiving.
Doing all the same thing.
She then ruled, no one's ever done this in Texas history or anywhere else. She let the lawyers, the plaintiff's lawyers, the ambulance chasers, the Democratic Party operatives, announce a bunch of new stuff crimes I'd committed. Crimes against the elderly, abuse of the elderly. What does that even mean? That's what they said. Look at the ruling. Not even involved. So that some other weird stuff kicks in and criminal clauses kick in. And the judge said, yes, I find he's guilty of that too. So she finds me guilty. She tells the jury I'm guilty. They lie about how much money I've got and say I have $400 million. So the jury says, well, we'll give you 20% of his wealth, which is $50 million. Which is, you know, 20, 30 times my wealth. All lies upon lies. So she finds me guilty, rigs the jury to find out how guilty I am, lies about the financial numbers. And then after the trial, at the judgment phase, she lets them come in and say he's also guilty of all these things. She goes, yes, I retroactively find that the jury found him guilty of that. People reading this, even top law firms, that didn't want to touch Alex Jones, the 10-foot pole, didn't understand what this is, now are waking up and now about to take action because they're like, oh my God,
they're making their own
you can't do that.
The regular laws, no.
You can't retroactively, after the judge finds you guilty and a jury finds you guilty because the judge says you're guilty, then add stuff that was not before the jury and say I'm guilty of that, abusing old people. She said he's guilty of a criminal act. It wasn't even a criminal trial.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how it's criminal.
So this doesn't make sense. People can't believe it. They can't imagine it. Like in prison saying two women had a baby. No, a man raped a woman who says he's a woman.
That's right.
Or
came in there as a transgender.
There's 55 genders. You're like, none of this is true. It's meant to make you just psychologically give up and go into a catatonic state, but we're not going to. They're trying to completely overwhelm us. But it's not about Alex Jones complaining. It's not about me being a victim here. It's about everybody understanding just how hardcore these people are and how there's no rules and they're going gangbusters at every level because the world's awakened to globalists and the whole Anglo-American establishment and the neoliberals and they're being rejected. So they're a corrupt, dying political system clinging to power and trying to keep control. Now I'm going to give the number out at the start of the next hour. I'm going to take a bunch of your calls. Hell, I'm going to give it out right now. On any subject you want to cover. But I'm going to get to the new Kanye West clip. I'm going to get to Fauci and the huge COVID news. I told you this was coming. And I warned Trump. And I even got Trump warned again last week. And I said, they're going to blame you for the deadly shot. I've been telling Trump this for over 2 years. And now Fauci came out and said Trump covered up the origin of where it came from. And Trump gave people the poisonous shot. And he said there'll be no investigation of me because Trump green-lit it all.
Of course they're going to do that because that's their plan.
You knew that was coming. I've said it over 1,000 times on air the last 2 years. And now, ladies and gentlemen, they've done it bigger than Dallas.
Yep.
Meanwhile, the British Medical Journal came out 2 weeks ago and said this is the biggest medical crime in history. The shots don't work and are killing people in mass.
And yet they're
the
still
British
pushing them.
Medical Journal, zero people. News coverage. But the scientists are covering their ass because they know this is serious Nuremberg level Joseph Mengele on steroids garbage.
That's why they're covering their
this is a big deal.
Doing a lot of serious damage.
This is a big deal.
No, it's not working.
I'm going to hit all that first. I'm going to go to your phone calls. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. First-time callers. Give you a chance to get on. First-time callers only. 877-789-2539. Let's give first-time callers a chance. 877-789-2539. Now, I got some good news. I got some bad news. I thought we had enough free gifts of books and films and T-shirts and DVDs and all the rest of it with every order to keep it going at least until early December. Sorry, can't. They've done the numbers. The current sales rates will be sold out by about 3 a.m. on Wednesday. So tomorrow night at midnight, the free gift on top of up to 60% off and double Patriot points will end. You'll still get up to 60% off with promo code 7076. We'll keep the blowout sale going on DNA Force Plus and Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Super Mel Vitality and Ultra 12 and Vaso Beats and all of it. And big discounts on the books and everything. But the free gifts have to end tomorrow at midnight, and they will 100% end. So you've got until Tuesday night at midnight, ladies and gentlemen, to get the massive discounts, the double Patriot points, and the free gift. That is our biggest sell in history with a free gift on top of up to 60% off, InfoWarsStore.com. And I would boost your immune system if I was you with all that's going on. We have the highest quality vitamin D3 with calcium, the gummies for adults, children, everybody. It's massively discounted. We have the 1,100% of daily allowance, high quality vitamin C, the Linus Pauling formula, from Rose Hips with the zinc to turbocharge your immune system, your health, and so much more. It's massively discounted. And the free gift and the double Patriot points. All of it is at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. And we need funds to stay on air, so it's a win-win. Only way we lose if you don't take action. Remember, fortify your immune system more than ever. We've got great products. Please choose us for your health and wellness. We'll be right back.
Station identification. We'll be right back. And now back to the show. Network.
The Canadian government in British Columbia is trying to pass legislation that will recreate how oversight bodies regulate health care and alternative medicine. Certain details of this legislation are undisclosed and will remain so until the government passes it into law. But what we do know about Bill C-36 is bad enough. This bill gives the government of British Columbia the power to mandate vaccines for any illness the government so chooses. It gives the government the power to censor anyone who challenges their narrative on anything, allowing the government power to seize an individual's property, fine them for up to $200,000, and throw them in jail. It creates a system of classification wherein the government decides who has good character and who doesn't. It redefines the meaning of informed consent. And while it has not been made official yet, the Canadian Psychiatric Association is now targeting everyone who refuses the dangerous mystery vaccines, labeling them as mentally insane, an age-old tactic of tyrants. Throw the dissidents into mental asylums and medicate them.
And you've talked about how they recommend, you know, perhaps psychiatric medication or something for people that don't want to take a vaccine.
So this has come out recently out of the College of Physicians and Surgeons of Ontario. The college sent out a letter or a memo to all the doctors in Ontario suggesting to them, now so far they're not mandating it, they're just suggesting it, that any of their unvaccinated patients, that they should consider that they have a mental problem and that they should be put on psychiatric medication. So far, it's just a suggestion, but the College of Physicians and Surgeons of Ontario should not be making these kinds of suggestions. This is extremely unethical, and this is a very, very slippery slope. If they're suggesting that people who wish to have bodily autonomy and don't want an experimental vaccine, that there may be something mentally wrong with them, that is a very, very dangerous slippery slope that we're on.
This is what the website of the College of Physicians and Surgeons of Ontario says. It says, quote, "It is also important that physicians work with their patients to manage anxieties related to the vaccine and not enable avoidance behavior. In cases of serious concern, responsible use of prescription medications and or referral to psychotherapy are available options. Overall, options physicians have a responsibility to allow their patients to be properly informed about vaccines and not have those anxieties empowered by an exemption." So my verdict is, wow, yes, this is in fact a true claim. This is what the College of Physicians and Surgeons of Ontario is telling doctors, that if a patient has declined the COVID-19 vaccine, they are not to quote unquote empower that patient with an exemption, that the declining of the vaccine is automatically labeled as an irrational anxiety. And the recourse for that in the eyes of this medical organization is prescription medications and or psychotherapy. They want to drug you to trick you into taking the COVID vaccine.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Well, the Bill of Rights is a stumbling block on the way to shutting down speech that the left doesn't like, at least in government. But there's a new avenue for those who would like to censor what you say and think, and that's corporations. The left have wised up to this. If you want to stop someone from telling the truth, use companies to do it, the social media giants, and they are.
For many on the left, the view seems to have become that if you can't beat them, prevent them from speaking.
So far, the most prominent casualty of the crusade against free expression has been the radio show host Alex Jones.
There is a concerted effort by the Democratic Party and multinational corporations and big tech to silence conservative and nationalist and populist voices.
There's also guys on CNN that spend their whole day calling Facebook and saying, can you ban this person?
It's like if you say something against their agenda, they want to censor you. If you say a Bible verse online, they don't like it. They want to censor you. If you didn't take the vaccine because you knew the truth about how you see all your friends and professors like I've seen dying, and a friend just died just a few days ago before Thanksgiving, Stephanie, due to the shot. You know, you see all these things happening, but then they're going to say you're crazy and then try to put you on drugs to make you get to manipulate you into taking it. Do you see how crazy and how criminal that is? They're going to put you on drugs when yet you're healthy while all these other people are continuing to die or get prolonged industries because they got the shot and they didn't know the information or they dipped into it or however it happened. And they're going to say you're crazy because you didn't take the shot, but yet all these people that took it are continuing to die. Does that make any sense to any of you? Let's get back to the broadcast.
Known conspiracy theorist, but this week Alex Jones's content will be a little harder to find.
Shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment, but instead attack dogging, calling for federal regulators to shut down independent free press working with big tech.
People know what's true, they can smell it.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
In a free country, everyone can be heard. In totalitarian societies, only the powerful can be heard.
We're now into hour number two. Remember, evil forces are literally working around the clock to keep you from listening to the show and keep you from sharing this broadcast. So however you can, you're smart, share it, spread it, get it out there. Okay, your phone calls are coming up, but I wanted to get into the COVID news here because Anthony Fauci knows he's going to get called up before the House. At least the Republicans got control of that. They're bringing up the gain of function, which he lied about. He said there is no gain of function. When he specifically, in all these documents, calls it gain of function, not just at Wuhan, but Chapel Hill, North Carolina, Boston, Massachusetts, they produce COVIDs that kill 80% of humans that catch it. I mean, how insane is that?
That's insane.
And so he went on Face the Nation on CBS this weekend and said, hey, I'm not going to be investigated Trump covered up the origin of COVID.
No, he didn't.
Because they got Trump to sign on to all this. They're going to blame him as how deadly this is begins to come out. It was so clear this has been going on. We called it from the start. Tomorrow's News Today. Here is Joseph Mengele 2.0 Fauci.
What happens is that if you look at the anti-China approach that clearly the Trump administration had right from the very beginning, and the accusatory nature that Chinese are going to flinch back and say, no, I'm sorry, we're not going to talk to you about it, which is not correct.
But they're not talking to the Biden administration about it either.
Exactly. I think that horse is out of the barn, and they're very suspicious of anybody trying to accuse them. We need to have an open dialogue with their scientists and our scientists, keep the politics out of it, and let the scientists, because these are scientists that we've known for decades.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the good communist Chinese. He goes on again about Trump. He goes on to talk about the Republicans, that they politicized COVID. Absolute garbage. So Fauci defends China for covering up origins of, then blames Trump for it. Now, here's some of the news today on the COVID front. Three runners suffer heart attacks. 125 others require medical attention following Spanish half marathon. Never before happened. Can't even run 12 miles. Got a heart attack. Louisiana AG slams Fauci for not answering questions during deposition about his handling of COVID-19. Says he remembers nothing.
Crazy.
Couldn't recall much. Pfizer CEO in trouble by regulator for making misleading statements about children and vaccines and claiming the vaccines worked. Another study finds heart inflammation higher among Moderna vaccination users than Pfizer's. Moderna is just four times stronger than the Pfizer. Exact same shot. We've all been saying that day one. COVID-19 researcher blows the whistle on data integrity issues in Pfizer's vaccine trial. They covered up the real damage is being caused by it. As an oncologist, I'm seeing people with stable cancer rapidly progress after being forced to have a booster. What do the studies already show? Canadian Psychiatric Association targets anti-vaxxers. If you say the vaccine doesn't work or has low efficacy, they say drug you and put you in a mental institution. You know that's a fact.
It's a fact.
Medical Journal claims anti-vaxxers causing deadly clots in vaccinated people by scaring them about the danger of vaccines. Wow. U.S. military biological activity is a threat to the world, says Russia. And it goes on and on.
It is a biological.
Woman dies allegedly after COVID booster, daughter in shock.
Biological.
But didn't matter. Buttigieg was out again last Friday saying the shot protects you from COVID. Just take it. A total lie, total fraud.
That's fraud.
Teen's death 3 weeks after Pfizer vaccine triggers investigation. Even the Washington Post admits that COVID is now a pandemic of the vaccinated.
Yep.
They're now putting out antigen tests in the U.S. and worldwide that count flu as COVID-19. Remember how flu went to zero during the first 2 years of COVID? Now it's back. Now they're calling flu, influenza A and B, COVID on the test. Total fraud in your face. Federal government sues doctor for $500 billion for being right about COVID vaccine and alternative treatments. Yeah. See, it's not just Alex Jones. They're coming after everybody.
I'm telling you.
So that's the news on that front. I want to talk about Fauci. An arrogant, monstrous person. You know, I don't really like horror movies. I've seen enough real horror in my life that I don't think it's cute or funny. But they've got popular shows like Dahmer. I haven't watched it, but I've read the reviews. And people are so shocked by him kidnapping people and injecting them with stuff to turn them into sex slaves, brain damaging them with injections in their brains of chemicals.
You imagine you had sex with Beth.
But when you look at what Fauci's doing, it's on a scale hundreds of millions of times bigger, and he radiates evil and arrogance, and he's up there just laughing at everybody. And he has this 45-year history of being an evil, mad scientist that loves to kill people. That's why he was chosen by the eugenicists. And you look at him, and it's hard to look at him because he is literally the devil incarnate. He is a monster beyond monsters. And he's part of the Bill and Melinda Gates Depopulation Fund. That's the real name of their foundation. We can play clips of their award ceremonies where they give awards under that name. He says there's too many people. He says he wants you to die. Now take this shot.
Shut up.
Folks, we've got
to
wake up,
shut up
to this fact. And that's why I raised this last hour. Not because it's about me. Because it's about you. That judge in Texas that found me guilty, had a show trial, told the jury just to find out how guilty I was, said the $49 million verdict against Alex Jones stands despite the law that is a cap. The New York Times says Texas law caps punitive damages at 2x economic damages plus $750,000 per plaintiff at $5 million, which a lawyer for Mr. Jones, Andina Reynell, has predicted would limit the award so far and the jury's verdict. It's the law. But in hearing last two Tuesdays ago, Judge Maya Guerra Gamble of the district court in Travis County, where InfoWars is based, questioned the constitutionality of the cap and called the verdict a rare case. So she said, I don't care what the law says, he owes that. That's breaking the law, just like she did with her fake default judgment, claiming I didn't give them evidence. Now it's completely naked, but she went further. She said in last Tuesday, not Tuesday before last, she said at the end, they put forward papers saying, well, the jury didn't hear this evidence, and but we want to say, because one of these plaintiffs is an old person, that it's elder abuse and a crime. She said, yes, I convict Alex Jones, not a jury. I, a judge, convict him of elder abuse. And so I guess they've now got the district attorney involved or something. You thought prosecutors brought the charges. You thought, no, judges do. She said, you are guilty of elder abuse after the trial, the show trial.
Wow.
So I didn't get a trial. I got a show trial. She found me guilty. And people are shocked by this. This has finally gotten a lot of people's attention in the legal world. That's what I keep warning people about over and over again. This is not a game. You saw the article I read about a mainline doctor that exposed the shots weren't working, making people sick, put out info. So the federal government's sued him for $500 billion. That number's meant to scare you. Oh, Alex Jones, $1.4 billion. Oh, you're $500 billion. The doctor doesn't have $1 million. It's just meant to sound so overwhelming that you just give up. It's all smoke and mirrors.
I'll keep going. I wouldn't worry about
it's all Wizard of Oz. It's all PR firms and the CIA. It's a desperate power structure hiding behind these lawyers, hiding behind these plaintiffs.
I don't have it.
I'll just tell you point blank, I'm very proud to be in this fight and proud to be on air battling this with you, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I said I'd get to the Kanye West clip. And I said I'd get to the Jimmy Dore clip that are very important that tie into all this free speech attack. But I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that in the third hour when Dan Dix is on with me. I'm going to set this aside because your calls are the most important. You bring up amazing topics. You can take us at angles we wouldn't have gone in. I love the wild card nature. I love poker. I love blackjack. It's just the randomness of it and all the great points you make. So when we go to break, in 20 seconds, 25 seconds, I'm going to come back and go right to your calls. Joe and Will and Jaden and Matt and Joe and Anthony and Heidi and Looney and Josh and Brian. All your calls are straight ahead on the other side. But remember who they really fear. It's you, the people. It's we, the people. So share the live feed, InfoWars.com/show. Man.video. Take clips out of the show. Share them. Email everybody the live show. God bless you. The globalists want a worldwide biomedical tyranny as a smokescreen to bring in their world ID, the social credit score. And the thing standing in their way is free speech. Now that fails the Second Amendment. That's why they're also coming after your guns. Biden says he wants to ban all semi-autos as of last week.
It's a coordinated thing. It's not just they're going
to very serious times. Let's go to Joe in West Virginia. You're on the air. Welcome, sir.
Hello, Alex. I've been a listener for about 10 years now and been buying all your products for 5 years.
So thank you.
They're superior. So whoever's on the ledge, just go ahead and jump on in and buy all these products.
Thank you.
Amen. That's a good guy there.
Go ahead, Joe.
Uh-oh.
I didn't hang up on you, Joe. You there?
I think we lost him.
All right. Sorry, Joe. Call back. We'll get you back on air. Let's talk to Matt in Canada. Matt, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
So, yeah, this radical totalitarian liberal government we have in Canada wants to ban semi-automatic center-fire magazine-fed guns.
Yeah, notice they just banned the sale of guns a month ago with an executive action by Trudeau, who says he admires dictatorship of China, and now they're going to come after the guns themselves, of course.
That's right. So they banned handguns, and now they're trying to slip an amendment in to ban even more guns. And they were supposed to be magazine-fed, semi-automatic, center-fire guns. When I go into the gun store, there's bolt-action hunting rifles banned, two-fed semi-automatic shotguns, and even rimfire 22s that are banned. So anybody in Canada listening to this that's thinking about going and getting a gun, they better go right away because there's going to be way more gone than what's on their list.
And, of course, that's because they got big plans for Canada. They want to break your will and bring you into the New World Order, just like Xi Jinping's doing in China right now.
Exactly. They want to disarm everybody of all weapons.
That's right.
Well, look at how he's banning peaceful protests in your country. Are Canadians starting to wake up, or what's happening?
Some are, but the brainwashing program has been in for so long that people just can't come back from it.
I hear you, brother. God bless you. I'm sorry that's the case. But they're going to learn that submitting to tyranny is a lot bigger cost than fighting it. Anthony in New Jersey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alec.
Yes, sir.
My only regret is I didn't hear of you sooner.
Well, I love you, brother. Good to have you on board. What's on your mind?
On my mind is Sandy Hook and the parents of Sandy Hook. It seems to me like it's a fraud. On the lawyers, but their lawyers' part, fraud, because they knew in advance what you were worth, and yet they promised them
on everybody else
$1 billion. You know, however that worked, if they promised them, if they put it in writing that you know we know he's only worth $2 million, and you know we're going to sue him for $1 billion or $964 million.
The rest is
well. That's fraud.
Well, the families have already gotten $73 million from Remington. They've already raised reportedly over $100 million in charity. So a lot of them have come out and said, we want him off air. We don't want money. So they're on board. This is all a deep state action hiding behind these families. It's all been run by PR firms. It's all confirmed now. It's all a giant psyop of the American people.
Wow, they're all bought already.
Yeah, they're all bought off.
Well, maybe some of them are just ignorant. I can't judge the heart. Only God can do that. Right. I just know that I wasn't brought off Twitter about Sandy Hook. I wasn't covering it for years and years and years before they sued me. I hardly ever talked about it. They made me that because I'm a populist leader that predicted the New World Order, so they've got to demonize me. So they just picked this topic to blow it up and make it giant. I appreciate your call, sir. Let's go to Will in Maryland. Will, go ahead.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Welcome.
Yeah, I'm calling. It's not a spike protein. They're nano carbon tubes. If you go to Rumble, there's a video called Karen Kingston. People are connected to the demonic realm, the COVID-19 injection.
Well, sir, let me be very clear with you. I've had a bunch of top scientists on, top research doctors. I had Dr. Peter McCullough on 3 weeks ago. It's in the mainline studies because everybody goes off kind of like people's speculation. The spike protein is a synthetic nanotech self-replicating protein prion similar to what causes mad cow disease. What you're saying is mainline science admitted. So why are they trying to colonize us with these spike proteins that take over the body?
Please listen to me. It's not spike proteins. They're carbon nanotubes, and they feed off of 5G frequencies, okay? This is why they're turning all the lights blue, the street lights, okay? I have the patent applications for it.
That might be
you know, here's the deal, sir. I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to put you on hold.
Might be some truth
I'm going
to
talk
that,
to you again.
Because I've heard some stuff about that, too.
What they call a spike protein...
Because there's stuff that does grow off... That does grow in tissues.
Is a nanoprotein.
Blue light.
So we're saying the same thing. Let me give you an example.
To that as well.
Everybody calls the streaks in the sky chemtrails. Well, a lot of those are actual ice crystal condensation from jets. So that then discredits it all. When I have the CIA, the documents, the Department of Energy admitting massive geoengineering is going on. They're using electromagnetic fields from the Doppler radar towers under patents to energize nuclei in the atmosphere, not just what planes are putting out with chemicals. Sometimes they have special planes that go out and spray and do things to hurricanes or their weather fronts to control them. But in general, they're using electromagnetic radiation for potash, for water vapor, for normal condensation trails to manipulate those to control the weather.
Yep.
So people don't go with the actual breakdown. But I'm telling you, it's what I'm agreeing with you, is it's the cited, admitted science that what is given in the Moderna, Pfizer shots, but also through the virus vector shots of AstraZeneca and J&J, programs the body to mass produce your cells a copy of this synthetic nanoprotein. You are absolutely correct. I agree with you. Go ahead.
Stability and Aquarius Media. Please, I have the patent application, Alex.
Well, just give it. Just give it. Just give it.